two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
U preseason special, live from Las Vegas.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We are in Las Vegas. Alex Curry, BYU insider, Mitch Harper, host of Cougar Sports Saturday. All weekend long, you're going to be able to get the breakdown. The KSL sports team, the KSL news radio team, all down here representing here in Las Vegas. Mitch is next to me here, Dallin, our producer, hooking things up and getting us going here. Guess what? We've got this show right now, our special that's going to last all the way to 1 o'clock for you guys there in Utah. And then tonight, KSL's Unrivaled, broadcasting live from the Fan Fest as well. So I think that this is going to be one of the more interesting Fan Fests of all time, Scott, when I think about it. By the way, our special brought to you by Economics Partners. And if you, all weekend long, all of our shows are brought to you by Economics Partners, and so we appreciate them being on board with us. And I just am, tonight, Fan Fest is going to be absurd with the amount of buzz, not about this game that's going on tomorrow night, but the possibility of BYU joining the Big 12. I mean, nothing happens until it actually happens. No invites happen until they actually do happen, and certainly BYU would keep very mum on this stuff if it were to be happening. But if this were to happen, I asked you before the break, Mitch, what would this compare in terms of news or big happenings in BYU athletics in its existence, BYU? You talked about how next year is the 100th year of BYU football. What an amazing time if BYU were to enter the Big 12 being the 100th year of their football program.
Yeah, it would be the biggest milestone, the biggest. It'd be bigger than the national championship.
Sure.
It would be the biggest deal BYU athletics has ever experienced, because, again, you're now suddenly talking about BYU from the on-field perspective being in a power conference for a few years potentially with Texas and Oklahoma. And then just also, too, BYU will have some alliances with people. Like, because right now with independents, you wonder, you know, who are the partners that BYU would go to bat? Who's like the voice at the table that says, we need BYU? Or who, like, you know, last year you saw it clearly, you know, the college football playoff New Year's Six. Everyone's saying, well, BYU hasn't played anyone. Well, why don't you schedule them on a moment's notice and give them a chance to play? No one went to bat for them. They just wanted to knock them down. And you go look forward to the future of college athletics and try to envision what this next wave is going to look like for the sport as so many changes are happening from name, image, and likeness and conference realignment. I feel like a big piece to college athletics is going to be alliances. The Pac-10, the Big 12, ACC aligned together. Texas and Oklahoma aligned together. BYU needed an alliance with something, and you hope that this Big 12 happens, because I think it would be great for BYU as a brand, for the mission of the school, to be aligned with some state universities that have had success at a national scale. Not just these schools like a Colorado State, or like back in the day of the WAC, like schools that have had, that you know who their brands are, you know Kansas Jayhawks, you know the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Like, I just think it would do wonders of good, world of good for BYU to be in that setting and to still achieve their goals of playing coast to coast and showing off their brand to their national following. It would be a massive deal, Alex, that just it can't be understated.
Something that BYU's probably the biggest lament in independence for me has always been, what on earth are you playing for?
Yeah.
Because in a year like this year, for example, where BYU's set up, they already have their bowl tie-in, and so that's a set deal, and that's kind of sad where you go, I guess we'll see at the Independence or Liberty Bowl.
Independence Bowl. Shreveport, Louisiana,
no,
baby.
Sorry. Yes, we will be so
the
excited.
Vegas of the South. Well, that's Nashville.
Nobody calls it that.
That's Nashville, I think. Shreveport, baby.
All the while, during Independence, BYU's not been able to win anything in a conference in football.
Yep.
And that's just been such a huge deal. If you win a conference, if you're able to hang, you know, that banner up, or to be able to put that on the sheet of conference titles that you're able to own, a conference title, even in a Big 12 that is much different from the Big 12 that I grew up with, or by the way, historically, the Big 12 is not that old either. And so, you know, I grew up watching those SWAT games, you know, when we lived in Texas, and like watching all these teams play against each other. The Big 12 was an amazing conglomerate when it came together. And Texas and Oklahoma leaving, massive hit to that conference. If you're able to take away those two teams, add four teams, and the possibility of Cincinnati, UCF, BYU, and Houston, which I think would be, again, Houston has a weird relationship with the Big 12, too. They haven't necessarily gotten along. But that's a massive market, and that's exactly what they have to go to now. You have to think that with all those things, a conference championship possibility, and if you win a conference championship, then you're in the discussion of certainly whatever the new version of the college football playoff would be going forward as well. And how about retaining a guy like Mark Pope, who we wondered if he was going to be able to stick around. This is the big program now. If BYU gets invited to the Big 12 and that happens, they're playing against some of the toughest teams in the country in basketball suddenly.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, Tom Homo was asked by someone at Education Week, said, how are you going to keep Mark Pope here at BYU? And Tom was like, well, I love that kid. I'm thinking he's not a kid. He's a grown man. He's bald.
6'11".
He's 6'11", NBA player, national champion. Anyway, but he said, you know, like if he – one day goes to Duke, you know, we'll be so happy for him. But I'm thinking, you know, why go to a Duke or a Kentucky where you can be in a league that's maybe the best basketball conference, that has a defending national champion, has one of the best basketball brands in Kansas? And I think that's an interesting development in these Big 12 expansion talks, Alex, is that basketball actually is playing some sort of role here.
Yeah.
Brett McMurphy reported today that basketball has played a piece to the conversation, and that's what's maybe helped BYU too.
How is Kansas? Some of the reports have been that Kansas is kind of sticking up for BYU on the basketball side of things. That partnership seems interesting to them. Why on earth is that suddenly interesting to them?
Yeah, I think because BYU is a good basketball program. I think BYU, you know, with BYU's history, where you're talking about the most NCAA tournament appearances without a Final Four. I know that's not the greatest label that BYU wants, but it means that they're always in the mix. They're always in the conversation. They're putting together a program that has, you know, 22 wins at least on average or a year. I mean, the last 15, 16 years, BYU has been a very good basketball product. And I think Kansas is looking at, hey, we just lost Texas, we lost Oklahoma, not incredible basketball brands, but still quality programs that have had the likes of Kevin Durant, Blake Griffin, Trey Young. They've had great players go through those schools. You got to replace that somehow, some way, and BYU's a good basketball product. Same with Cincinnati as well. So I think that I found that interesting that has played a little bit bigger role than we thought, because football moves the conversation. Like our radio shows, football, we can talk about quarterback battles
all
any
day.
Time of the year.
Yeah.
It's like that's what people care about. But basketball will get elevated to where people are going to care. The WCC, yeah, they love the Gonzaga game, sure. But this is where every single night you're going to care about seeing BYU play some high-level competition.
Do you remember the old Twilight Zone? Imagine if you will.
Yes.
Well, imagine if you will, BYU fans, the possibility in the future of Kansas coming to the Marriott Center once a year in that same season, maybe even just the short term, Oklahoma comes to Lavelle Edwards Stadium. And then you travel down to Royal K Stadium down there in Texas and watch BYU versus Texas again. By the way, BYU leads that all-time series 4-1.
And you know the Big 12 the schedule makers in that league will make life terrible for Oklahoma and Texas. They'll say,
you're
going to Cincinnati, babe. You're going to the bounce house. Like, you're going to all those teams' venues, and they're going to have a great chance to knock you off potentially. Like, you know they're going to do that to them. They'll throw it on a Thursday night, quick turnaround, 3 days rest. Like, I don't care. You're going to go to Provo on a short night's rest, bud.
Absolutely. All right.
You thought Bishop Sycamore had it tough? You're going to have it even tougher.
Oh, Bishop Sycamore. Maybe they get an invite to the Big 12, the new Big 12. I mean, they're looking for people,
hey,
you know. All right,
the charter school.
We are jumping on here to news, traffic, and weather. The pregame special here, the preseason special, BYU versus Arizona, live from Las Vegas. Alex Keery, Mitch Harper, brought to you by Economics Partners, one of the nation's premier business valuation and strategic advisory firms. We're going to be right back. We're going to break down some Arizona, BYU. Enough of this conference talk. I'm so over the conference, alignments and expansion. I'm already over it, Mitch. We'll come back. More to go right here on KSL News Radio. Stay right here with us live from Las Vegas. Mitch Harper, Alex Keery.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.